Hey, put the steel drums and come out with your hands up.
95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's happening, man? How are you?
What's happening with you?
You know, stuff and nonsense.
How's the beehole?
I got to do my second colonoscopy in 6 months yesterday.
That sounds so great.
It was neat. You know, yeah. I'm going to try and do it every 5 months from now.
Are you?
I just love
great.
The colon.
Did they tell you that you needed to come back in 5 months?
Yeah, they were like, we couldn't see anything because you're so constipated. No, they didn't say. They said it was inconclusive and I had to come back. But, the colon blow is so much fun. I want to try it often.
I don't love it.
I don't have to go back for 5 years, man.
I know, that's great.
I'll be 72 the next time I have to go in 5 years.
You're so funny.
That's true.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Godfather.
Yeah.
50 years old.
Unbelievable, that movie.
I don't know.
It's 50 years old.
How I knew this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I really don't.
It's very insightful. You're getting to know me.
No, but I'm not, because everything about you would tell me, of course, you've seen this movie.
Many times.
And yet.
I love the soundtrack.
I knew. I was just thinking, that sounds like a movie Sluggo hasn't seen yet.
I owned the soundtrack as a child.
You did?
Yeah, before I was even a teen.
You worked at a video store.
I had hundreds of movies at home. Hundreds. Still do. On DVD. Never saw The Godfather.
One, two, or three?
None of them. And what? We'll never watch the third one because I know it sucks. It's been on my list.
We'll start with the third one, then you're good. Because only compared to the first one does it suck. But
really? That's a statement.
Well, Godfather is a great
movie. No, classic.
Godfather 2 might be better
than
Godfather 3. They compare
just
it to those
kind of
two.
It's not the pieces.
Yes, yeah, not great.
I know. It's inexcusable. It's ridiculous.
Have you not seen this?
It means that I don't know anything
you
about
need
movies.
To watch The Godfather between now and Monday.
Yeah. I've been seeing so many posts of L.A., like when The Godfather first came out, and mm-hmm. the pictures, the billboards, now a movie, major motion picture, all this. Allison Martino from Vintage L.A.
And that's when you watched it?
Unbelievable. Isn't it ridiculous?
You didn't watch it.
Wow. I know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've seen the Hindenburg like 16 times. It's
what?
Terrible.
Well, why would
it's
you watch it twice or three times?
And I really like it.
And after three times, then you go 4 and 5. That's enough.
Yep. That is.
No Godfather. All right, classic movies you've never seen.
Ah, good one. I like that. What's yours? Got to be one.
I didn't think of mine because this one was an example of Allie, who I used to work with, Allie McKay.
Sure.
Had never seen it.
Oh, she hasn't either?
Hadn't.
Woo.
No, hold on, wow. Hadn't. And we forced her to see it.
Of course.
As any good thinking American should.
Yeah, you
should.
Don't have to force me. I just got to find some damn time for 3.5
hours.
Yeah,
time for since 1972 or whatever it came out.
Have you seen The Exorcist? Somehow the
yes.
I think. Oh, okay.
Of course. I'm a human being that lives on Earth. What is wrong with you? Good news about Ukraine.
Good.
People are dumb as usual.
Indeed.
And dreams about coworkers.
Ah, yeah.
Plus, I don't know if you saw this, but Kid Rock is saying that Donald Trump asked his advice on North Korea.
That wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
Kid Rock.
That does not surprise me. What do you think? My tie is asking me to tell you that you should.
That
ask.
Is.
Kid
insane.
Rock for advice.
So we'll talk about that coming up as well on 95.5 KLOS. I have a chill playlist. That's on my chill playlist.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love
that's a
that
great
song.
One for a chill playlist. Absolutely.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
It is the 50th anniversary
of this one.
Of The Godfather.
Unbelievable. 50 years ago. I remember when it came out quite well. I couldn't go see it. I was a little kid.
That stopped you from seeing
that was one of
the
movies? Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Well, at that moment in time, not too much longer.
What? I can't understand how you've not seen this movie.
I
as a huge movie fan.
I agree. It's an insane oversight that is completely inexcusable.
That worked at a movie theater that collected movies.
I damn near quit radio to help this guy open a retro theater, and of course we would have shown this movie, like, right away.
How have you not seen it?
Then I would have seen it.
You haven't seen this one or two?
I haven't seen any of the Godfather movies. Unbelievable,
that
I know.
That is unacceptable.
It is.
It's impossible to believe that it's 50 years old.
If I had a horse, you should cut his head off and put it in my bed as a result of this.
Make you an offer you couldn't refuse.
That's about
that's
a
my
six.
Godfather. That's not too bad. That's as good as I can
six
do.
Six out of 400.
Listen, in the 5 o'clock hour, yes. We're going to have to take calls from people with classic movies that they've never seen.
Yeah, this is
a giant hole for me.
It is.
This is not acceptable.
I was just going through a list of the top 100 movies of all time as compiled by, you know, like everyone on the planet. Guess what number one is?
Let me guess. Godfather?
That's it.
Yeah.
Godfather 2 is a little ways down the list, but of course, the one I've never gotten around to.
That's really impossible to imagine.
I do. My wife and I have been planning on sitting and watching
it
forever.
You are going to sit and watch it this weekend.
You hear that?
Can't speak for your plans.
You are in. Are you ready?
You have new plans for the weekend. And you know what's going to happen is you're going to expect it to destroy you.
Of course.
And
no, I know.
Probably
that's the
not
problem.
Going to, and you're going to come in and go, that wasn't that good.
Yeah, was that? Nah. I mean, I'm very good at seeing movies. I have seen so many older movies much later, of course, and I'm very good at seeing them in context of time.
Right.
I'm really good at doing that,
okay, so
I don't think I'll have a problem with
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I think I'll get it. Yeah.
So you'll love it.
Yeah, because I know what else came before and right after.
Wow,
and
you're just an awful
it's
human
insane.
Being.
It's insane. I agree.
You're not good.
I'm the worst.
I need to rethink my job. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I have seen that movie, yes. I try to find a positive story every day about Ukraine.
Well done, sir.
Today I found it in my email.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Dear Kevin, and I'm sure a lot of you got the same email. As you've heard from last week, St. Jude's Children Research Hospital are playing the global coordinating role of helping our incredible partners evacuate children with cancer from Ukraine and ensure the community of their care.
I love St. Jude so much. So hard.
Every single person that donated, you need to be proud of your donation.
Yes.
More than 600 children have gotten to safety so far.
Wow.
They've gone to hospitals all across Europe that have welcomed them with open arms. And late yesterday, four of those children from 9 months to 9 years old left their country because Russia bombed them and arrived to St. Jude with family members and got treated.
I mean, look at that. I mean, we were talking about it here when we did, you know, the radiothon,
right.
How horrible it is to know that your child has this that you have to deal with and everything that goes with it. You're in Ukraine.
Yeah.
They're throwing bombs at you. They're rolling tanks down the street.
Yes.
Your child is sick.
Yes.
So up steps St. Jude.
So you have to really deal with two crazy crises in your life.
Unbelievable.
That is amazing. And to everybody that helped and donated to St. Jude, you should be very proud of yourself.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Because it's so great that St. Jude is able to actually play a role in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And taking on kids that are fighting cancer.
Yep.
So well done, St. Jude. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You know it.
We try at 3:50 and 5:50 to give you People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
When we miss, I blame it on the time change still.
I'm
trying
it's
to recoup.
Thrown us
still,
off.
Yeah,
really?
It'll be months.
Oh, it's been so rough. This is the story of the coolest thief in Egypt. He's not incredibly smart, but he is cool.
Okay.
Mohamed Ragbeh is a reporter for a news site that was live streaming a report on social media on Facebook.
Okay.
There was an earthquake, a 6.2 earthquake, and the guy was standing on a bridge broadcasting to 20,000 people.
Right.
When a guy on a motorcycle flew by and just stole his phone out of his hand. Literally stole the phone out of his hand. But it was broadcasting to 20,000 people.
Sure.
So
wow.
He looks like over his shoulder a couple times. Play the audio. This is the reporter.
Okay.
And then you'll hear his phone go dead for 1 second. And then you hear the guy speeding off. Shoulder, but he also looks down at the phone.
So he's looking at 20,000 people.
He's broadcasting himself.
Did he have any idea he was doing
that? No idea.
Oh, he was just stealing someone's phone.
He was just sucking on a cig, just hanging out, sucking on a cigarette, hanging out of his mouth while he rode his motorcycle.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And everybody was like, he's so cool, he's not even worried.
He doesn't care.
How could he still be smoking a cigarette while he's stealing some guy's phone? And of course, they were able to identify him very quickly and arrest him because he was broadcasting his theft to 20,000 people.
I'm not sure that people are dumb fits this one. I think people are cool on this one.
Well,
some people are cool.
He did look pretty cool with the cig. I got to be honest.
Some people are cool when they steal phones.
Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Slugo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey.
Singer Kid Rock said former President Donald Trump sought his advice on foreign policy matters at the White House. Did you see this?
No.
He was interviewed Monday, and he said he felt a little out of his element when he was allegedly consulted. We're looking at maps and crap, and I'm like, am I supposed to be in on this crap?
Well, Kid Rock is saying that he felt like shouldn't be answering this question.
Right.
He has quite a bit of self-confidence.
Yes, he does.
You know, all summer long he does.
Sure.
And then he goes and he's like, no, I'm out of my element. Wow, that's amazing.
According to Kid Rock, he met the 45th president at the White House and has since become a golf buddy when the pair isn't discussing the fate of the free world. At one point, Donald Trump said, what should we do about North Korea?
What should we do, Kid Rock, about North Korea? Wow.
Kid Rock also claims that Trump also asked his advice on a tweet he was composing that seemed to deal with matters in the Middle East.
You know, I can see asking, like, what was that dude that went over there to North Korea?
The basketball player?
Yeah. I can see asking him. That makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. It makes
sense.
No sense.
I had his name in my mind.
He was...
I know.
That's
Dennis
ridiculous.
Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Come on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. According to Kid Rock, Donald Trump sent him a tweet, and it was paraphrasing, including a vague, detailed threat. And Kid Rock says, maybe you should clean that up a little. And Donald Trump did. That's the story.
Wow.
So I felt like maybe we should go to the Heineken 00 hotline and check in with number 45.
Oh, yes, please.
Former President Donald Trump.
Hello.
Hello. You're very lucky to have me on your program. That's
true.
All I got to say.
That's
right.
True.
I don't do a lot of interviews.
You do interviews all day.
Real interviews.
Okay. Kid Rock.
Kid Rock. I love Kid Rock. Mm-hmm. One of the best. Very helpful when it comes to foreign matters. Knows a lot of things.
Why would you ask him about North Korea?
Because he's very popular in the South.
Right.
The South is opposite of the North.
Right.
So he's got a particular insight that some people don't have. The opposite of South is North.
That's true.
North and South.
Right.
2 points. Opposite of each other.
They're opposite, right.
What is his view?
I mean, I'm just thinking, though.
It's important to know.
There must have been a few other people that have dealt with foreign policy over the years that were at your disposal other than...
Or even North Korea specifically.
Yes.
A lot of these guys come out of schools, you know, and they've got the books and they've got all the experience. But
right.
They don't know America first, okay? That's how I look at it.
I don't know what that means.
And Kid Rock, he is, to me, American as anybody could be because he was born in America.
Right, but he came out and said he doubted that he should be in that conversation.
Yeah, how did that make you feel? Did that seem a little weird that even Kid Rock was like, oh, I don't know, man?
That's the beautiful thing about me. One of the many, many beautiful things about me is that I'm able to judge people better than they know themselves, okay? That's how I know them. I can look at them and I can say, this guy has a talent that even he doesn't know he has.
Okay.
And so I'm surrounded by the best people. Only the best people surrounded me during my presidency.
A lot of those people quit because you weren't taking any advice from anyone.
And a lot of them are in legal trouble.
One of the reasons I had asked Kid Rock, because a lot of people quit and he was the only one around at the time.
That makes sense.
All right.
I ask a lot of my celebrity friends for a lot of help when it comes to the government. They were all very helpful.
Like who?
Yes.
Who else did you ask?
Yeah.
When it came to military strength, Dean Cain, okay? Superman. Okay?
Right.
Who's stronger than Superman? Very few people.
Right.
Not a lot of people stronger than Superman.
I mean,
Superman.
It's true. That's a fictional
character. Kevin Sorbo, okay? Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, okay? Hercules.
Right.
Strongest man in the world, okay?
Right.
Maybe second to Dean Cain. So
right.
Very strong.
Right.
They know how to make a military that's very strong.
Uh-huh.
Dean Cain, bulletproof, okay? That comes in handy. Hercules, a god.
Right.
Okay, he's a freaking god. Unbelievable.
Did you ever ask a celebrity for advice and maybe they led you wrong? Did you ever kind of regret asking one of them?
Scott Baio. Scott Baio is very good. good friends with Fonzie, okay? Right. He said, put your thumb up in every picture you ever take, okay? Stick your thumb up like Fonzie.
And that's why you do it? You think you look like Fonzie?
I always wondered that.
Taking it from Fonzie, okay? Who's cooler? Who's cooler than Fonzie, okay?
No one.
Everybody.
Nobody. Hey. That's what I do.
You got red on you. It's a twofer from Queen on a two for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS. Kevin, how do you think Queen would stack up against Nirvana if we were to put him in a big ring? If you were to...
That is a great question, because Queen had a lot more influence through the years.
Yeah, good point.
But Nirvana changed everything.
That's true, musically.
I don't know.
How about Led Zeppelin v. Def Leppard? I mean, that's like your 60s, 70s.
You sort of have to have Def Leppard in that one.
Exactly.
No, I'm just kidding. Led Zeppelin.
Well, starting tomorrow, 10 a.m., it is the 2022 Marcy's March Bandness. So she's going to put all the bands up against each other and see how they do. According to your votes, you can go to KLOS.com and find all the information and the brackets and maybe...
And where you can vote.
A brassiere. Yeah, exactly.
Sure. I don't think they can find that.
No?
Okay. You can look. There's no downside in looking.
Marcy's March Madness starts tomorrow.
Let's talk about dreams about coworkers.
Let's do that.
They don't all have to be sex, but the less comfortable, the better.
Right? Yeah, sure. Yes.
So we were talking to a friend of ours who used to work with someone else that we knew.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And that person would have sex dreams about her and then come in and rub her shoulders and talk to her about it.
Now, I mean, I have to say, when she told us that many years ago, I was thinking to myself, well, yeah, that's what I used to say when I was like 13. You know, to the girl or whatever, I'd be like, oh, we had a crazy dream about you last night.
You would never say that to a girl, though, would you?
Oh, yeah, I suppose I was 16, maybe.
All right, it doesn't have to, listen.
It never worked. It never did anything.
We're looking for phone calls that you had dreams about your coworkers.
Actual dreams about, yes.
And then, did you discuss it or not?
Right.
It doesn't have to be guys versus girls. I'm not looking for a sexist thing.
Yeah, let's not look for sex dreams, because everybody's had...
I mean, sex dreams are good.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, how much do you talk about it at work?
Yeah, maybe there's
someone... Because you have to read the room, and you have to know the person, and people aren't good at that.
Right.
So,
I had a dream
cautiously
about Putin last night. I don't work with him.
What?
But yeah, he showed up in my dream.
Vladimir Putin?
Yeah, last night, as a matter of fact. He was like, we for some reason, I had charge of him. Yes. I think it was the reaction of the anesthesia.
Yeah. Okay.
But, and he, we had to keep track of him. We had to, he had a hammer. He had snuck a hammer into the room. And
what
somehow,
are you talking about?
I know.
So he was in a room in your house?
Yeah. Yes. We had him sprawled out on the dining room table. And we're like, oh, we need to keep him there.
See, that's the bizarre thing about dreams, is you don't know where they come from.
Exactly.
You can't imagine the confluence of things that had to happen for you to have a dream about Vladimir Putin in your house.
Who snuck a hammer in.
With a hammer that you were very upset about.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
But I would imagine if you've got a boss or a coworker that's a total jerk, maybe they sneak into your dreams, or somebody you really like.
Or, somebody who you have a crush on.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
That can all happen. Yeah. So dreams about coworkers at 818-955-KLOS. Dreams about coworkers, 818-955-KLOS.
Bessie! She's in the other room.
I'll get her.
She'll be here in a minute.
Listen, when you spend that much time with somebody and you work with them every day, you're going to start dreaming about them.
Yeah, they start turning up in your dreams.
That's why I started dreaming about Sluggo. It was a nightmare, though, because he hadn't seen the movie Godfather. And I wanted to chop off his head.
As well you should.
We're talking about dreams about coworkers. It's 95.5 KLOS. Hello?
Actually, I was a machinist way back when, and there was a girl. She was doing our deliveries, as far as like pickups and deliveries. And she was a lesbian.
In your dream, she was?
You don't have to say that quietly.
No, she was actually a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Which was kind of cool, and she was kind of hot, too.
Okay.
But I never met her partner, and she actually asked me to join her and her partner in my dream.
In your dream, okay.
Yeah.
Bring it up to her?
No, I didn't.
All right.
I kept it to myself.
Good.
Oh, really?
No, I think that's good because
there's
a reason he didn't bring it up, and that's because he read
true.
The room.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Nicely put.
Nicely done.
Yeah. So did it make you look at her differently after that?
A little bit, yeah, but she was totally cool. Like I said, I didn't bring it up to her or anything
that.
I just kept it to myself, and I just kept it as that fantasy from a distance, but we worked like really close together.
I got you.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Well done. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I had a dream about coworkers.
Yep.
So I worked in a retail place. I had a dream that some rude, nasty customers came in and were just treating my coworkers like complete crap. And they were very good friends of mine. So in my dream, I proceeded to follow them out and just beat the shit out of the customers.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then I told them the next day, and they're like, wow, Devin, hey, at least it's good to know that you have our back. I'm like, hey, you guys are my friends.
Wow, how about that?
Yeah, I get my anger out in my dreams, I guess.
That's brilliant. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude,
yep. Have a good one, guys. You guys are great.
You too. Take care. Thanks, man.
Bye. Kevin and Sluggo, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi.
Talking about dreams about coworkers?
Yeah. So I have this smoking hot coworker.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
Bill. Hey, it's Bill.
Go ahead.
Hey, baby.
So
I heard you had a dream about me last night.
Her name is remain unknown, but
I like that when, you had a dream about me, baby.
What's that?
Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
So, I mean, occasionally I have these, like, really weird dreams.
Right,
yeah.
And, I mean, I don't have any kind of, like, I mean, she's physically attractive, but...
Oh, you don't, like, you're not hot for her, you just dream about her.
Yeah, I mean, huh. I don't like her personality at all. We are as normal coworkers as they get.
Are you working closely with her? Are you having sex? Are you fighting? What is the context of your dream with this woman?
Yeah.
Oh, in my dream, we're like, we have a life together. Sometimes doing stuff in the bed, and it's kind of weird. Like, I don't see her doing any of that stuff in real life, nor would I ever bring up to her that.
That's interesting.
Do a dream about her.
I wonder what that means then. Do you think there's any chance you really are your subconscious going, oh, no, she's hot. She's amazing. We need to
deep inside.
Together.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah.
I mean, I think my second head would always think that.
Can we call her?
Yeah. What's her phone number?
No.
We would really set you up nicely.
Yeah, and with the new job, too. You
guys, how dare you?
You guys hiring?
Oh, it turns out you're cutting out.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
I had a dream about putting my b**** in your mouth.
But you don't work with us.
You don't work here.
Not yet, anyway.
Thanks for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
You had a dream about a coworker?
I'm not drinking coffee, and you're not putting your headphones on in the last second. We are professionals.
We are professionals. Some would say.
Yeah, whatever, man.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
Turn on my machine, man.
Oh, sorry.
Now I got to start it over.
Yeah, you got to start it over, man.
Come on, man.
I owned this soundtrack, dude. I owned this soundtrack when I was like 10.
Sluggo is... Let's lay this out like I would in court.
And you've been there enough.
Sluggo is a fan of movies.
Major fan
of movies. Prides himself on being a fan of movies.
You know how people like buy albums, they have all their amazing rock records and whatever. I collected soundtracks. Like, I would buy 45s and spend my main money on movie soundtracks because I was such a
right,
fan.
But then you would also see the movies.
Saw them all. Saw everything. I can tell you what was showing.
Any
everywhere.
Movie that was out, you've seen.
Damn near.
Worked at a Blockbuster video.
No, it was another one, but yes.
Another video store.
Yeah, whatever, a video store.
In
I lived
the day,
there. Yeah.
You lived there.
Pretty much lived there. Took home everything, 3 movies a night, copied them, had them all.
This year it's the 50th anniversary of The Godfather. Sluggo has not seen it.
Which negates any...
Sluggo's not seen it.
Saying that I'm a movie fan. Right? I realize that. I don't know what happened.
That's so unacceptable.
It really is.
I don't know what to say about it except that it's unacceptable.
I wish I could say that it's not, but it's sort of like saying, I don't like Han Solo, but I've never seen Star Wars. You know what I mean? Something ridiculous like
right,
that.
Right, which doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Right. Raul chimes in. I haven't seen any of the Godfather movies.
Wow, really?
Casino, Clockwork Orange, finally Shawshank Redemption. Thought it was just okay.
Wow.
But I've seen Encino Man more than a dozen times.
Raul! Raul for the win. I mean, I've seen Rocky Horror 150 times, dude.
Oh, that none of that surprises me.
Right.
What surprises me is that you haven't seen The Godfather once. Just one time.
That makes no sense. I loved the music as a kid.
When did it come out?
72?
1972. You haven't been able to find... It's a long movie. It's 3 hours.
I saw Network as a kid. All the adult movies. I was a big fan of...
Find your list of the top movies of all time.
Like a list of like 100 movies.
Yeah, the top 100 movies of all time.
Yeah. And like at the top
and
of
then
the
we're
list,
gonna take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. Classics
that somehow
classic
you missed.
Movies that you've never seen.
Now I finally have it on my list to see this weekend. And what was it that you said my wife and I have to do as a drinking game for the guy?
Every time he leans in to listen to what someone else is saying, you have to take a shot.
And we're going to be pretty wasted pretty quick?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. So, like, The Godfather is on the list of, like, 100 movies compiled, like, a massive list from a lot of people.
Right.
Number one.
Right.
Now, I've seen Casablanca. That's
so,
number
two. Hold on. So, you're a movie fan.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Citizen Kane, Singing in the Rain, Vertigo, Rear Window, It's a Wonderful Life.
You've seen all
2001.
Those?
Of course.
Okay.
Most of them in theaters. Apocalypse Now. Oh, here's The Godfather
Apocalypse,
Part
that was
Two.
So good.
I've never seen. Never seen it.
Did you not see two because you didn't see one yet?
Yeah, I'd want to see part two of Godfather until I see part one.
I mean, it does make sense, but two is arguably better.
Schindler's List, that's what everyone says. Pulp Fiction, City Lights, I love that movie. Charlie
I don't
Chaplin.
Know what City Lights is.
How dare you, sir? Well, you don't claim to be a major movie head. Yeah, so, you know.
But
although
I've
I like the Great
top
Dictator
10.
Better. Yeah. I think you've seen it. But yeah, I think as a kid, I didn't care. And then as a teenager, I did
but
like,
at some
meh.
Point, if you love movies.
Yes, makes no sense.
On a weekend when you're high, you got some hours, you just put it on, you come across it.
I think it's a perfect example of what's wrong with me. There's always a major part missing. Like, I got to have all the fringe stuff going
have you
on.
Never come have you come across it midway and said, oh, you know, I didn't see the beginning of it, so I can't.
Yes, 100%. I will never start like a major.
Right. Agreed, especially if you've not seen it before.
Yeah,
but
never.
If you've seen it before, then you can.
Oh, sure.
All right, 818-955-KLOS.
Movies, major ones you missed.
A classic movie you haven't seen, and it's not because you're against that movie.
Right,
like Sluggo didn't say, oh, no, I hate movies about mobsters.
No.
That's not the thing.
Nope.
He just didn't have time to watch
never got around to it.
Unacceptable.
It is. It really is.
I need to work with a different partner. Does anybody want to volunteer?
This job is open now.
Can I see some hands? 818-955-KLOS. I found out the Sluggo hasn't seen Godfather.
And it is unbelievable. Yeah.
I don't know what to do about it.
I'm sure I am alone in that, actually.
Yeah, it's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, hello.
Dude, I've never seen Dancing with Wolves.
Yeah, I could. I don't.
But wait, Dancing with Wolves is not on that list of even the top 25.
But people give you a lot of crap for not having ever seen it.
Oh, what the? No.
Okay, great chat.
Thanks for calling.
Bro.
Thank you for your TED Talk.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Movies you never got around to seeing, even though you know they're major movies.
I haven't seen The Matrix yet.
Oh, really?
And you wanted to before this last one?
Well, I haven't seen either of them. I mean, I know enough about them because they're so popular, but I don't know.
But you never once thought, hey, maybe I should watch this movie that everybody's talking about.
I haven't seen The Godfather or Goodfellas either.
Whoa.
Get off our phones.
Sorry, I'm being forced to hang up on you. Goodbye.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Sluggo.
Yo.
I just, for the first time in my life, saw The Blind Side this last week.
The Blind Side is another one of those that's a good family movie, but I don't think it's in the category of The Godfather.
No, but I haven't seen The Godfather either. So,
Wow, I'm not alone in not having seen The Godfather.
Get
I'm pretty shocked. 818-955-KLOS.
Classic movies that you've never seen. We're talking about classic movies you've never seen.
I've never seen that Alfred Hitchcock movie with the birds.
The birds. You've never seen the birds.
That movie with the birds?
Oh, is that what it's called?
What's that called?
Yeah, it's called The Birds.
I actually had to travel to wherever it's Morro Bay, I want to say. Is that right?
No.
Wherever it was filmed and actually see the site because I was so into that damn movie. Why haven't you ever seen it?
I don't know. I feel like whenever I go on to like put a classic movie on, I end up watching something else.
Oh, that's me too, very much. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because there has to be something newer.
Because I'm like, oh, there's something interesting, more interesting.
And yeah. It's not that you're not interested in that great movie. It's just you think that movie will be there forever, but something else may come and go.
Yeah. All right, I'll buy that. Yeah. That's a flimsy excuse.
It is.
But, thanks for calling, man.
I've seen The Godfather, so why don't you back off? KLOS, hello.
Classic movies you've never seen.
Well, I'm just going to say I watched all the Harry Potters but the last one because I've just... didn't care.
You just got to a point where you're like, ah, who cares? So
how do you? How are you not committed by that point, by 5A?
Well, you know, I guess a lot of it was reading a few of the books, and a bit of it was just watching it for my kids. And by the last one, I was like,
no, I got you.
Like, this is the best one. I don't care.
Yeah, that one was just a lot of fighting and all that kind of CGI stuff. I didn't
know. I know,
really
but I just feel like if you're in, you're in.
Yeah, I understand, dude.
Seems like.
Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
I was going to say Ishtar.
That's I think you're probably lucky on that one.
You dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, don't ever watch that.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Classic movies you've never seen.
I've never seen Tombstone.
Yeah, people love that movie.
That's a classic.
I've never seen that one sober. I saw it in
Everybody
a limo.
Says it's so good. I still have never seen it. I just got to figure out where I could
cram it in.
Yeah. Are we
in a limo? Watching in a limo.
Are we just going to let it slip that Sluggo watched it in a limo?
Nothing, it doesn't stream anywhere. It's not on Netflix or anything.
No, so it's true.
I guess it doesn't matter.
Okay. Know? All right.
It was Howard Stern's limo. Does that count?
Matter.
It was Howard Stern's limo.
Doesn't
we were on our way to Atlantic City.
Nope.
He wasn't with us. We stole his limo, basically. Hello, sir? Hello? He doesn't care. 818-955-KLOS.
Classic movies you've never seen. Sligo's never seen Godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
You know my father. Men are coming here to kill him.
Now you want to get mixed up in the family business?
I thought you weren't going to become a man like your father.
I never wanted this for you.
I never wanted this for you. I never wanted this for you. Turn my music back up, dude. What?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Finally watching this weekend.
We're talking about classic movies you've never seen.
Star Wars.
Really?
You've never seen Star Wars. Do you not like anything that's sci-fi?
Not a big fan. I'll watch some of them, but it's funny because my ex-husband was like a Star Wars geek. And
he never got you to watch it with him once?
No.
Is that the reason that he's the ex?
I'm confused because I like Jar Jar Binks. I saw like a clip.
Oh, you go straight to hell.
No. How dare you?
You go to hell. Straight to hell. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Hi. I've never seen Gone with the Wind.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Oh, that's a classic.
And as a kid, I never saw Bambi or Fantasia.
Oh, Fantasia. That's a terrible movie, too.
Those are not necessarily good, but I do
classics.
Think most people have seen
yeah,
them.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah.
All right.
Well, don't...
My older sisters would take me to Bond movies instead.
Oh, that's like Octopussy.
That's a solid choice as well.
It is.
I was still watching Disney. I was watching Sean Connery doing a mink glove massage.
Gotcha. All right, good.
Yeah,
thank
a
you.
Very good childhood, then. Right on. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got two movies that I'm not going to see, and I haven't.
You're not going to. Okay.
Yeah, Home Alone and Ghostbusters.
Why not Ghostbusters? Home Alone, I can see.
I can't stand Dan Aykroyd. I just.
What?
He really gets to me, and I just couldn't even watch a movie.
That's how I am with what's
crazy.
His face? Who's that guy from the opera? Opera Man.
Opera. Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
I
you
can't stand Adam
I
Sandler.
I liked a few couple of his earlier movies, but then I turned on him.
I didn't want to see that serious one he did, though. I heard that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But
yeah, Home Alone, I had to think about not having kids after hearing about that one.
Yeah, no worries.
Yes.
You're good. KLOS, hello. We're talking about classic movies that you never watched.
I have never seen Casablanca.
Hmm.
It's considered...
A classic.
By some, to be the best movie ever.
I kind of knew I would be bored by it, sort of, so I went to see it at the Chinese. It was a special reissue. I went with Jedda Fish,
mm-hmm.
sat there and watched the whole movie at
Popcorn
the Chinese.
Trick.
Yeah, and I'm like, this is boring. I didn't care for it. So you didn't miss it. Yeah.
I saw like the first 2 minutes of it and just got so bored.
Right on. Well, of all the gin joints and all the blah, blah,
nope.
blah, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Classic movies you've never seen.
I'm going to get hell for not liking Casablanca.
Yes, you are.
Deep Inside, a twofer from Motley Crue. Hell yeah, one of my favorites from them, Looks That Kill.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
And welcome to Movie Phone.
Hello, Keanu Reeves.
Okay, classic movies, okay.
Yes.
This is a movie I actually have watched many times, but none of my friends have watched it.
Okay, that's not the calling.
Yeah, well, that's different, but okay, go ahead.
And I hardly come across a lot of people who have watched it. Lawrence of Arabia.
Oh, that's a really good movie. Yeah, it's a great movie. I mean, Peter O'Toole is unbeatable. Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh, really?
No, I haven't seen that one.
You know, maybe we should have a classic movie screening in my place. We've got a big screen over there. You came over and watched that one. That'd be a good one to
All
see.
Right.
Yeah, because I love Peter O'Toole. He's so good.
Yeah, weed?
Yeah, Omar Sharif, he was...
Always.
Incredible,
yeah.
wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, 100%.
He was amazing.
Bedouin, yeah.
Right on, dude.
The most amazing cinematography ever as well.
Totally. You got to see it on a big screen.
All right, calm down, everyone.
This is how movie geeks always talk, isn't it?
It's great.
I see it on my screen. Right on, dude. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for calling.
Sure, thank you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Sluggo never saw The Godfather.
Unbelievable. I can't believe that I've never seen The Godfather.
He's clearly a troubled human. In People Are Dumb, a guy stole a phone from a reporter who was doing a live report on his phone, and 20,000 people watched him steal the phone and smoke a cigarette.
That is one of my favorite little bits ever of chaos, of theft.
Turns out they found him quickly. And Donald Trump, according to Kid Rock, Donald Trump asked Kid Rock what he should do in the Middle East. So,
oh man, let's call Kid Rock and ask him how we should fix the world.
So that's a thing.
Wow,
that exists.
All right, I'm off to pet Kid Rock.
Enjoy. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace. We started this hour talking about the world's fastest clapper, who was impressive, and yet we didn't care.
It was really cool, and yet extremely boring.
Yes. So, what is your most impressive skill?
An impressive talent nobody cares about.
Yes.
I can make this weird popping noise with my tongue.
I can do a really good goat imitation.
I wiggle my jaw back and forth, and I can even play a tune sounding like a banjo.
Except for this.
Oh, yeah, let's give away some money. What's that now?
I have yesterday's list, by the way, so you're going to
have I have today's. It looks like it's Nirvana. Text the word Nirvana, N-I-R-V-A-N-A, if you don't know, to 68683. That's Nirvana to 68683 for your shot to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rate supply, whatever that means. And you have more shots to win every hour, pretty much on the 20s until 10 o'clock tonight. Good luck! Did I just hear Eric? I think I did. Oh, and now I hear a cow. You're late, cow.
About 10 minutes late.
Yeah, what's the deal, cow?
Moolah.
It's the KLOS cash cow. It has arrived. Text the word this hour, sublime. Sublime to 68683.
How sublime?
That's sublime to 68683 for your chance to win $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply. And if you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m., good luck. Hey.
Oh.
What's that cow thing?
What's that cow? What does he want? What?
Moolah. I think you say moolah.
Oh, moolah. I see.
Yeah, moolah. Right. KLOS cash cow has arrived. Text the word
surf.
Let me find it.
Surf.
S-U-R-F. Yep. Surf to 68683. That is surf to 68683 for your shot at $2,000 today. Standard data messaging rates apply, and you have more shots to win every hour on the 20s until 10 p.m. Best of luck.
The third album from the Eagles was released on this day in rock in 1974, On the Border, and it was the first time Don Felder played along with a band, and that included, of course, Already Gone and James Dean and Best of My Love. It was on this day in rock in 1978 when the Police, the Cops, the Fuzz signed to A&M Records. They went on to have 15 top 40 UK hit singles. Another Brick in the Wall, Part Deux, began a 4-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1980.